The Gemara asked Akashem, according to Rabbi Yanai, that Rabbi Yanai said that we need Pius Pnei Abayis. So where do we have a case that the Balabos is Potter and Alekeach is Chayiv? And the Pasuk says that a Poyel is like the Balabayis, Kenav Shecho, and just like the Balabayis is Potter for Maisris, just like the Balabayis is Potter for Maisris, the Poyel is also Potter for Maisris, and Alekeach is Chayiv. If you need Rias Pnei Abayis, so where do we have a case that the Lekeach is Chayiv and the Balabayis is Potter? So the Gemara said a Teretz, Omar Rav Poppe, Hoche B'Te'ine Ha'imedes Begino. The Pasuk is speaking about such a case, that the Te'ine is Oimed Begino, V'noife noite l'chotzer askinon l'mand omer l'bayis l'bayis. It's speaking about that the knife of the teine is noite l'bayis, and the poil is in the bayis, the lekeach is in the bayis. So if the lekeach takes it from the knife and brings it into the bayis, so the lekeach is high. So the Gemara asked, if that is the case, Ihochi Balabayis Nami Nechayev. So in such a case that there's a Rias Pnei Abayis, there's Gemar Melocha, Taisus learns, there's Gemar Melocha and there's Rias Pnei Abayis, and that is why Alekeich is Chayev, so why isn't the Balabos Chayev? So the Gemara answered, Balabayis Einov B'Teinosoi. The Balabos, he is concerned about his Elon, Lekeach Einov B'Mekhoi. And the Lekeach is concerned about what he purchased. That was the Gemara's Teretz. So the Gemara differentiated between a Lekeach and a Balabayis. So let us see Taisvis. Balabayis Einov B'Teinosoi V'Lekeach Einov B'Mekhoi. Back Taisvis Taimo. The Lekeach Davka Oichel Shtayim Shtayim Chayiv. A Lekeach is only Chayiv if he eats two teinim at a time, that's called a kvias. Avalachas achas potter, but if he eats just one, he's potter. Kida omar lekamon, and Taisus brings a raya from a Gemara further. Now let us just explain the Gemara further. Kotzatz, now, we were speaking about a poil. But this Gemara, that a poil is like a balabos, and just like balabos is potter to give maisa, a poil is also potter to give maisa, kenafshecha. But this Gemara further is speaking about a poil who has no right to eat the peiris. That means, we have a poil can first eat the peiris, if it's the, he's koitzer the peiris from the mechuba, it's the gemar meleches ha-mechuba, that means it's finished growing already, and he's koitzer these peiris, then he is a schus of achilas peiris. But what if it is not b'shas gemar meleches ha-peiris? So then he has no right to eat. Let's say hamenakish bebitzolim. The bitzolim are still growing, and he's taking out the extra bitzolim, So since this is not bigmar meloche, so a poil is no right to eat. Fine. Now, the Gemara says further as follows. Kotzatz, what if the balabos made up with the poil? We're talking about menakish betzolim. So he has no right to eat. He said, listen, I'm giving you a right to eat, and we'll take this into consideration, so your salary will be a little less, because I'm giving you a right to eat. Fine. This poil has a locha of a lekeach. That means, minatere, he has no right to eat. No, the balabos made up with him that you're allowed to eat, and because of that will deduct from your salary. So that means he acquired the right to eat these betzolim because they deducted it from the salary. So that means he's paying for the achila of these betzolim. That's a taich kotzas. So he does not have a din of a poil, he has a din of a lekeach. Kotzatz, so it says, bein tzofas, say he stuck it into salt, which is a type of a kvias and achila, bein loy tzofas, he didn't stick it into salt, so the loch is azoy. Achas, achas, oichel, if it's only one, so that's not called a kvias, so he's allowed to eat, and there's no chiv of maisres. Shtayim, shtayim, but the two together, lo yoichel. Fine. So we see a loikeach is, this poil is a din of a loikeach. We see a loikeach is not permitted to eat shtayim, shtayim. That's the din. Ubishtayim, now let's talk about a balabos. Given the noita lechotza, this case, what our Gemara says, that the Gemara says that there was a tainai medis begina of a noife noita lechotza, and there's rias pnei abayis, a fila balabayis osa, a balabayis is also osa. To each time. Kedisnan b'meseches maisres, gabi teine ho'oimedes b'chotza, oichel achas achas, v'imtzirev shtayim chayev. So it says, and a teine that's oimed b'chotza, so that means, if you hold tastes a chotzer, a yiris pnei a chotzer is enough, minatar, midarabonim, al kaponim, there was a yiris pnei a chotzer, the teine grew in the chotzer, so, vimtzirev shtayim chayiv. So, our Gemara differentiated when a balabayis, there was yiris pnei a bayis, by a balabos, eino betenosoi, he's looking at the tree. So Mamela, even there was a rias pnei abayis, he's potter. A lekeach, the Gemara says is chayev, eino bemekhoi. In fact, I don't understand. I have a Gemara, a lekeach, this case of kotzatz, a lekeach, if each shtayim shtayim, is chayev. And here it says, if something grew in a chotza, there was riz pnei a chotza, and the balabos ate shtayim shtayim, he's also chayev. So, where do you, we see that there's a difference between a balabos and a lekeach? V'yesh loima. So Tosfos answers as follows. The Hosa Mairi, that din that it says, Ateine, Ho'eimedes, Bechotzer, Oichelachas Achas, is speaking about, She'enei Reitze, Lilkait Achshav Yoisa. It's speaking about, he only wants to eat two Teine. He doesn't want to harvest the whole Teine. He wants to eat two things. Ela masha ochel. Lahachi chayim b'shtayim afilu balabayis k'moy lekeach. That means if the balabos has no intent of harvesting the whole tree, he there's a riyas p'nei abayis, and he wants to eat two peiris, so there is no difference between a lekeach and a balabos. Both are chayim b'maisa. K'moy lekeach, the loy shayich lemeima einav b'teinosoi. Our Gemara said that a balabos, since it's einav b'teinosoi, his interest is on the teine, so even though there were teinim that were brought into the bayis, but since einav b'teinosoi, it's not called gmar malach. So Tosfos says it matters. Dein einav ela b'masha oichel. If a balabos is only interested at the present time to eat two teinim, which has a din kviyas, so then this balabos is similar to loikeach, and both of them are chayiv b'maisa. Lahochi choshiv gemar meloche b'tzichiv shtayim. The tlisha of the ta'ene is the gemar meloche. He's eating it in a chotza. So, machosaka is gemar meloche, and ri is p'nei chotza. So that's enough. There's no difference between a balabos and a leikeach. Avor b'shmaitin, our sugya, that differentiates between a balabos and a leikeach, and our sugya that says aloikeach einov b'mekhoi, aloikeach is interested in what he acquired, what he purchased, and balabayis einov b'teinosoi, the balabos, his interest, his intent is on what is growing on the tree, not what he's eating. Avol b'shmaitin shesochar poyel lilkoit kol haroi lelakeit. Our sugya is speaking about, he hired a poil to harvest the tree. Shayech lemeimo einov b'teinosai. That means, if the balabos hired a poil to take off all the peiris of the tree, so then the halacha is that kol's man, all these peiris were not harvested, it's not called there was a gmar meloch on the peiris. The gmar meloch on the peiris is, if he wants now to be melaket the tree, so the gmar meloch of the peiris is when all the peiris of the tree will be harvested. That's called the gmar meloch. Since he hired a poil to harvest the tree, that's the gmar. Since he hired a poil to harvest the tree, so the gmar meloche of these peiros are when the tree will be harvested. Shaykh lemeima einov b'teinosoi, v'loi choshiv goyrin u'gmar meloche, at sheyilkait kulo irube. Fine. So Tosfos learned pshat in our Gemara that the difference between a balabos and a lekeach is, by a lekeach, whatever he purchases, so it's called gmar meloche. In the balabos, kolzman, the whole tree is not harvested, it's not considered gmar meloche. That is dafke, when he hired a poil to harvest the tree, then we say the gmar meloche of these peiros is only chal when the complete tree is harvested. V'chimuki lohoche ba'imedes begina. Our Gemara says epes anekimte. Here we're speaking about a teine, oimedes begina, v'noife noita lochotza. Our Gemara seems to say other hagdores. The tree is begina. So einov al teinosoi, he's not interested with the knife that was nichnas l'soich lifnei habayis. It doesn't have a chshivis by him. The ikah is the tree that is in the gine. So Taisva says, the vote is not because the tree is in the gine. That is not the teretz. Rimuki lahoche by medes begina v'noife noite lachotza. Hu adin bavi motzi lukmi by medes bachotza. That means the teretz is not that the tree is oimed begina v'daita al teinose because it's oimed begina. No. The Iker is not where the tree is standing. The tree could be in the Chotzer also. El Milse de Shrichenokatve. He said the tree is standing in the Gine, because normally you don't have a tree in the Chotzer. Vo'oi de Gabi Bayis, the Gemara wanted to say it's Noifei Noite Bechotzer, Noite Bebayis, the Noite Lebayis, the Menis Bebayis Leshich Klau. So, you have to say, so, nokenami gabi chotzer ki hagam. Fine. So Taisva says, the Iker Teretz is einov b'teinosoi is because he wants to harvest the tree. That's the Teretz. That what the Gemara says, it's oimed bikine, that's irrelevant. The Iker Teretz that makes it before Gemar Meloche is because he hired a poyel to harvest the tree. Now, let us look in the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi did not learn like this. Let us look in the Lashon of Rashi. Eino b'teinosoi, ein ha-noif choshuv b'eino, by the balabos, the noif is not choshuv b'eino. Hilkach ha-keil hoylech achar ha-ike. One branch is nothing. The Iker is the tree. The Ikra Bachutz, and the Iker and the tree is Bachutz, it's beginner. Hilkach, Ache Yigomer, Kol Likitosoi, the Ikones Labayis, Lav Gmar Melochel. So Rashi said a mouthful. Rashi said, that the din of Knisa Labayis, if the mokim where the peiris are growing are chutz Labayis, a beginner, so then you need the Knisa Labayis to make it a Gmar Meloche. The reason it's not called a Gmar Meloche is because Ikra Bachutz. Because so then, if the ikra is bachutz, so the knisa l'soich habayis to take in from the ikra to the bayis, that's a chelik of the gemar meloche. So by the balabos, so by him the tree is the ikra, not the one branch is nevach shivis. So by him the ikra is to harvest the whole tree. Why? Because the tree is bachutz. Is Ache Yigomer Koliki Tosevi Yikoneis Labayis Vlavgma Malochu. So Rashi said the Chilik is, and that's the Loshna Gemore, that Hoche Beteino Oimedes Begino, since the Teinus Oimed Begino, so it is not considered the Gmar Malocha of the Teine till all the Peiris of the Teino will be brought into the bayis. That is what Rashi said. And according to Rashi, really, Taisva's kasha would not be shver. Taisva's kasha, we learned, Ateina Haimedes Bechotzer, a balabos is not allowed to eat shtayim shtayim. So Taisi says, so what is deducing the balabos and the poil? According to Rashi, Taina o imedes b'chotza, since the Taina is in the chotza, so then you don't need the knisa l'chotza to make a gemar malocha. The tlish is the gemar malocha, and he's eating it b'chotza, so that alone is sufficient. The only time you need the knisa l'chotza, the knisa l'bayis, is if the Taina is Aymedes Bachutz, then the Gmar Malacha is when you bring in from the Chutz to the Bayis or the Chotzer. That is Shitas Rashi. So now Taisus brings down Rashi. Ubekuntres Pirish, Rashi said, Einov B'Tainosoi, Sheikra chutz lachotzer, the taina is chutz lachotzer, mashme sherotzer loime. So it would seem Rashi holds, shim hoiso kula bechotzer, if the tree would have been in the chotzer, hoyabalabayis namichayev. The whole reason it's not called gemar meloche, because the balabos wants that it's daitoi atainosai, the taina is b'chutz, so then the gemar meloch is when it's brought into the bayis. But if it's already in the chotzer, according to Rabbi Yanai, or according to Rabbi Yochanan, or according to Rabbi Yanai, the rabbonin, the chotzer is kaveya, so then it's finished. So then you don't need. So then the tlish alone is a gemar meloch. Ve'ein nirelari. So the Ri says, The Iker Chilik is not where the tree is. Iker Chilik is the way I said. If the intent is to harvest the whole tree or not. Chode dein shay chiyas pnei chotza b'mechuba afil kolateino hoysa b'chotza. Dachstich me, according to Rashi, you don't need riyas pnei chotza b'mechuba. If the tree is in the chotzer, so then the tlisha is the gemar meloche, and that's it. So there was gemar meloche, and there was, and it's in the bayis, in the chotzer, that's enough. So then all you need to make a gemar meloche is the tlisha. And Rashi said that by the Iyochi balabayis, nami tlishi gemar meloche, tevarei pnei abayis. If before the teretz that the tain is bachutz, so if the tain is tak in the chotzer, so the tlish is the gemar meloche, and now you have after it's told shemri is pnei abayis. Ba'oid leman de omar mekach keveya afilu besode bedavo shenigmara melachtoi. Now there's a man, the Omar could be, this is at the Rabbon and the Kedin, that Mecca, you don't need Riyas Pnei Abayas. Mid Rabbon, Mecca, Peveya, Afilu, Besode, Bedovo, Shenigmaro, Melachti, Kedoma, Bepei, Kamei, Vikadi, Yayim. So what is the Kasha? So the Kasha is, this is Dafke Mecca, by a Balabayas, not. So what's the Chilik? What's the chilik midrabon on mekeches kaveya? And you don't need riyas pnei abayis. And by a balabos that he didn't buy it, it's not considered gmar meloche. So according you have to say, according to the ri, that by the balabos, you need the whole harvesting of the field before it gets a shame gmar meloche. You don't look at the peiris miyuchodim. But sofakelta, that's a raya to the ri. That's his kasha. Ubisoif pirke, now a third kasha, mashme gabi mikshois de ifkisu afilu besode. You had mikshois that the perach fell off besode. That's called gmar meloche. Ein poil oichel, lefi shenigmaro melachto, afal pi shreiro bayis vachotzo. And even though without either the Chaylik and Rabbi Anai, Ba'al Kaponim, they hold that Mikshois, Tiv Kisi, you don't need Riyas Pnei Abayis. Ein Poyel Oichel, Lefish Nigmara Malachton, Alfa Pishol Eiro Bayis Vachotzim. Veheche Mashkachas Lidi Dei, so that's called Gman Malocha. Veheche Mashkachas Lidi Dei, Sheloikeach Chayev B'maiser, Upoyel Potter, and Apoyel is Potter. What is the case? Ibedovo Shloi Nigmura Malachtoi, Loikeach Nami Potter. There the Gmor differentiates between Apoyel and Loikeach. Zitzibedovo Shloi Nigmura Malachtoi, so Loikeach Nami Potter. Ibedovo Shen Nigmura Malachtoi, if it's Nigmura Malachtoi, ain't poil oichel. A poil doesn't eat by something that's nigma malachta. Al kochach loy mashkachas elo viloikeyach ain't a oichel shtayim afilu loy sofas. A loikeyach is not permitted to eat two peiris afilu without dipping them in salt. U poil ki loy sofas oichel shtayim shtayim. He's allowed to eat. So by the poil, it's called Lo Nigmara Malachta. So why by the Lekeach it's not called Nigmara, why the Lekeach it is called Nigmara Malachta? And why that by the poil it's not called Nigmara Malachta? Akocha chayno time kedefrishes. Lekeach eino b'mekhoi. So whatever he eats, v'choshiv shtayim deir negmar malocha. Whatever. Eino b'mekhoi. So whatever he eats, that's called negmar malocha. V'choshiv shtayim goyim. So two is also called a goyim. That's called negmar malocha. Ava balabayis eino b'teinosoi. But Balabas, you need to harvest the whole field. In Kozman, you don't harvest the whole field. It's called before Gman Meloche. They have a Gman Meloche. Upoil ke Balabais. And the Poilus, they did have the Balabais. Perish HaKuntus, Loi Shayach, Shoma, here we're talking about the Mitchois that grew in the field. We're not speaking about something that's beginning in Nidach Nosab. The Labais there, it says we're speaking about in the Soda alone, and we're speaking about a Lekeach is called a Kviyas, and by the Poyel, the Balbos, it's not called a Kviyas. So Kochoch, that is the Gedder. If there's an intent to harvest all the Mitchois, so Kozman, they weren't harvested, so it's not considered a Gmar Meloche on these Peiris, since everything wasn't harvested. Hashem came by Lekeach, whatever he purchased, so whatever he is, that's called the Gmar Meloche, and therefore it's Chaya B'maisa. Let us see the next Taisvis, which is Amur Deke Yisaydis Deke Taisvis. Tvuas Zaracha V'loi Lekeach. The Gemara learns out from a posik that a lekeach is potter to give ma'isa. It has to be your tfue for loy lekeach. Now, we're going to hear here hoichachis mamish from shas about what is pshat in this miyut from tfue zarcha for loy lekeach. Ve'im toima, da omar v'soif perik kama de b'chayris, the Gemara says as follows, omar shmur b'rabbi nosen, haloikeyach tevolim memurochim min hanochri. A person purchased tevol, memurochim. Memurochim means after gmar melochim. After gmar melochim, he purchased tevol, Ma'ais masron, so there's something very unique. If you buy from a goy, the Gemara is going to explain. There's a chiyuv to give ma'aser, Vein shaloi. But he's allowed to keep the mice. He's mechuyev to be mafrish the mice, and he keeps it for himself. That's a din of a person purchases tevel memurach, that means tevel eftigma meloch min anochi. Vekoma, so the Gemara says, what's pshat? I mochinu nochi, who made the gmar meloch? If the goy made the gmar meloch, de goncho veloi digo nochi. There's a mute. That if a goy made gmar malocha, there's no chiyev maisa min atayre. The goncha v'lo yidigo nochi. Ela de mochinu Yisrael. So it has to be speaking about that a yid made miruach perish. So what's the case? The acher shekonam min anochi mirchon. The Gemara means that a goy had tevel, it grew by the goy, a yid bought it from him, and the yid made gmar meloche. That's the case. So now, we have here a very interesting din. There's a chiyuv to be mafrish maisa, but you don't give it to the levi. You keep it for yourself. So the Gemara says, what is pshat in this pshore? Maisron, yemafrish maisa, de ein kinyin lenochi be'eretz Yisrael lavkiyom miyad maisa. That means, if a goy buys a karka in Eretz Yisrael, it is not considered, it's the goy's to be mafkiya from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There's a shayla, we'll see, there's a machlokes. If yesh kinyin lenochi, ain't kinyin lenochi. One man the yamot, yesh kinyin lenochi. So that means when a goy buys a karka in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, legabi maisres. But he holds ein kinyan lenochi lavkiya miyad maisa. So fine. So the goy bought a karka in Eretz Yisrael. It's kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and so by mail it's tevel. It's tevel minat Torah. Now a yid, and he didn't make gmar malocha, the goy did not make gmar malocha. A yid bought it from him, and a yid made gmar malocha. So now we say, this yid is a very interesting thing. He has to be mafrish maiser, but he can keep it for himself. So the Gemara says, what shad v'heim shaloi? The Omalei can tell the Levi, Dosina mikoyach man leimotzis leshtuye dina bahade. Since it grew by the goy, and by the goy you don't have a schus to take from the goy, you don't have a, even though it has kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and it is devil, but you don't have a schus to take maisres from a goy. There's no such thing. So mamela. So on this tvue, The kain of Levi don't have a schus to take. Fine. So what do we have over here? And that nekuda is a gemara b'chayris, which is not negayetos. You don't have to give it to the kain. But let us say what the gemara does say. The gemara says that it grew by a goy. We hold ein kinyan la'akum la'afkiyam miyad ma'isa. So it has kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It grew by the goy. Now a yid bought it, and he made gmar meloche, maischon. There's a chiyuv to give maisa. There's a chiyuv to give maisa. And we'll see, Tais is going to prove this, but there's a chiyuv to give maisa min atoire, to be mafresh maisa min atoire, but you don't have to give it to the lady, you can keep it for yourself. But there's a chiyuv to be mafresh maisa min atoire. So, this Amar de Kekasha, we just said over here that Aloy Keyach is potter to give Maisa. That's what said in Agamo. Tua Saracho Voloy Le Keyach. Aloy Keyach is potter to give Maisa. And here it says, he's Aloy Keyach, he's chayef to give Maisa. So maybe you say, no problem. He's a likeach. And you write me not Torah, he's potter to give maisa. But we learned, midarabonon, a likeach is chayv to give maisa. Dim kain, amai koma, de ein kinyin lenochi. So why did the Gemara have to say that he holds ein kinyin lenochi? Afilu yesh kinyin. If you're speaking about a maisa darabonon, so afilu you hold yesh kinyin, that when a goy has a kalk in Eretz Yisrael, he's mafkia from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael legabi maisa, so ich laasa mi darabonon. So you have to give me darabonon. The Gemara said a scenario. I bought tvua from a goy. And I'm a chuyv to be mafresh maisa. What's the reason for this din? Because we hold ein kinyan la'akum lafkuyim. So Vaisis, if you hold yesh kinyan, then I would be potter to be mafresh maisa. So Taisis says, if we're speaking about midarabonon, so memeila afilu you hold yesh kinyan, there's also a chuyv midarabonon. So kocha, we're speaking about minatoyre. That the lekeich is chay min atoich. Prektoisis Agamal says a lekeich is potter to give maisa if you buy tvua, and there it says you chay min atoich. Now Toisis is going to prove that afilu you hold yesh kinyan is a chiyum midarabon. How do you know this? Kedemuchach besoif akoy mitzrabe. Desanya Omar Rab Shimon Shizuri. Pam aches nisarev li tevel v'chulin. A very interesting maisa. Some tevel became nisarev in chulin. So now, let's just, there's a few mahalachim, but let's say a poshut mahalach. There was tevel misarev v'chulin. Min ha-teire, the tevel becomes bottle v'roiv. Min ha-rabonin, it's not bottle. Okay, so now he had tevel in chulin. Yeah, let's make the case interesting. He had 1 pound tevel, 100 pounds chulin, fine, min ha-teire is bottle. Min ha-rabonon it's not bottle. You have tevel and you have chulin over here. Now, if he could know which is the tevel and which is the chulin, he wouldn't have any problem. So the tevel, the 1 pound of tevel, be mafrish to mesamaisris and shalom al Yisrael. But he doesn't know which is the tevel, which is the chulin. So say he'll take out, so this should be maisa, this should be tevel. Shem shemayim, maybe he's taking the chulin. He doesn't know what to do. So that was his problem. He had a tevel derabono. Why is it a tevel derabono? Because minatei is bottle baray. He's a tevel derabono in a taluvis of chulin. He can't be mafresh trumas and maestres. He can't eat anything because midarabonon is not bottle. So what should he do? He had a problem. That was a problem with Rab Shimon Shizuri. He had pamachas nisav li tevel v'chulim. V'sha'alti l'Rab Talfon. So I went to Rab Talfon. What should I do? I have a problem. V'omali, so Rab Talfon told him, kach l'cho min ha'shuk. So I'll tell you an etzah. Go and buy a pound of demai. From an amoretz, buy demai from amoretz. So the demai is also tevel derabonon. So, be mafresh from the demai. You have tevel, also tevel derabonon in your taruvis. You have a pound of tevel. So buy demai and be mafresh that this should be trumen. This is tevel, this is tevel. So be mafresh. A truma for these 2 pounds of, I have now 2 pounds of tevel derabon. So I'll be mafresh. So this should be the truma for 2 pounds. This should be the maisa for 2 pounds. So finished. That's what the Gemara says. That was the eitzah of Rab Talfon. Fine. V'leimole. So the Gemara says, so that's very good. If you're living in a shchuna with amaratzim, so Mamela, whenever you can buy from them tvua, it's demai. So I have a tevel derabonon. So fine, so I can do this eitz. What if you don't have amaratzim? So you don't have demai. So it's bitter. V'lei malei kach min anochri. Tell him to buy from a goy. A goy, buy tvua from a goy.
So it's also, see, it's also a tevel de rabbonon, and you'll be mafrish from you'll be mafrish from this tevel de rabbonon and your tevel de rabbonon.
So the Gemara says, Kesova ain kinyan lakam. No. If I buy tevel from a goy, so it's tevel de raisa. Ain kinyan lakam to be mafkiya maisri, so it's tevel de raisa. So it's minachiv alaptur. That's no way to buy from a goy. That's tevel deraisa. And here I have tevel derabona. I can't buy from a goy. So let's learn the Gemara Elch. Well, what if you hold yesh kinyan laakum? And kinyan if you hold yesh kinyan laakum, so then it would be good. Then you could buy from a goy and you'll be mafush. So you see clearly that if you hold yesh kinyan la'akum, there's a chiv to be mafush maestros midarabona nimbuchum. Even though min atayrat has ne kedushas aretz yisrael agabi maise, midarabona there's a chiv. Mashme di yesh kinyan avalekeich min anochi. Then he'd buy from a goy, avalei min aptura al aptura, and both are on nimbuchum midarabona. So now, so Tosfos proved from a Gemara in Menachos that if you hold yesh kinyan la'akum, the zechir to be mafresh maisres midrabonim. That's enough in the Gemara in Menachos. Now, let's go back to the Gemara in Bukhairis. The Gemara in Bukhairis said, if I bought tevel from a goy and I made me ruach, so I'm a chuyif to be mafresh maisel. Why? Because we hold ein kinyan. So if we're talking about afrosh midarabonon, afu yod yesh kinyan is also achiyev lahafrish midarabonon. So vaystoy is the Gemara speaking about amuchiyev to be mafrish min atoyre. So the Gemara says that you hold ein kinyan. So fraktoysvis, how can it be muchiyev to be mafrish min atoyre? He's a leikeya. We learned Agamor Alekeich is potter to be mafresh maisa. That is Tosfos Kasha. V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam said, "The hochi airi b'loikeach acher miruach." Agamor is speaking about. This is the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. It's the Shitas Rambam also. That b'loikeach achar miruach, if I purchased fartik etvua from a moicher, that means it was fartik by the moicher, so that's not called tvua sarecha. It's his tvua. It grew by him and he made it mal maloche. That's called his tvua. So lekeach is pot. It's not tvua sarecha. Aber leikeach koide miruach, but Rabbi Natan said, I'm going to take a chiddush. Aber leikeach koide miruach, ki hosom, tvua sarecho kerina bei. That's called tvua sarecho. That means, if I made the gmal maloche, it's called my tvua. Even though I bought it. Tvua sarecho is by who did it become the gmal maloche? If by the moicha it was the gmar maloche, so then when I buy it, I bought a farte kezach, I'm a lekech, I'm potter, a mordi kezach. If I made a gmar maloche, then I'm chayim minatayr. We're going to see soon a mordi kedin from the rabbi in the town, which is mamish mordi. If a yid grew tvua in his field, and he made Gmar Maloche. This is Tevel, the Arise, and that's Aser Ta'aser, and he's chayv to give Maisers and Trumas. I buy this Tvue from that Yid, I don't have to do anything. I'm Minatoira, I'm Potter. Aptur Leikeya. So we see from the, we'll see Kalof and the Rabbeinu Tam that this is Takim Shat and the Rabbeinu Tam. So we see from the Rabbeinu Tam that Leikeach is a Ptur in the Gavre. That means
the zechiv to give ma'aser on the one who it grew by and made the gemar malach. If I'm a loikeyach, I got a farti gezach, that's not called tvus arecha, he's mechuyim to give ma'aser, by him it's tevil. And by me, minatel is gonish mekonish. This is the shitas rabbeinu tam. But the other way around, if I made a gemar malach, the lekeyach made a gemar malach, that's called tvus arecha, that's my tvus. Even though it grew by him, but since I made the Gemar Malach, it's called my Tvue, and then there's no Ptula Keach. Oyma Rabbeinu Tam, Dohoch Ayri Bule Keach Achem Miruach, Vyubai Achem Miruach, so then the din is, that if you buy Achem Miruach, so then you are Potter. Avolei Keach Koide Miruach, Ki hosom, that was the Gemara in Bechayres, that someone bought from a goy, and the yid made meruach, so then there's no ptur lekeach. Tvua saracha, zarecha kerine bay, that's called tvua saracha. Ve'im toima. So now, the Rabbi Natam says, Amor de Kezach. But now if we say that if you buy tvue from a yid, the lekeich is only chayiv midarabonon, ubeminochis amai lekoma leich vekach hamemurech. He was looking for a tevel derabonon. So he said, go buy from an amoretz, go buy from a goy. What's the problem? Go buy from a yid. And by me, it's tevel d'rabonon. And I'll be mafresh. I have a tevel d'rabonon. And this will be a tevel d'rabonon. Do I have a chiv elami d'rabonon? V'yesh kloima, d'mikol mokim. Domi, it's similar to mina chiv alapto. Why? Kivin. The ilu hoda moicha konile. What if the moicha is going to take it back from the lekeach? If the moicha is going to take it back from the lekeach, you know what the din is? The moicha is chayv min atoyah to be mafresh from his amaisres. So now, even though now it's by the lekeach is potter, but to say to be mafresh from this tevel, to be mafresh from this tevel and a tevel derabonon, it looks like it's min achiyev alaptu. It looks like it's min achiyev alaptu. Mikomakim, it's demi min achiyev alaptu, kimen dilu hoda moiche konile havi chiyev. That is the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and we won't go into the Ariches. I'd just like to mention one thing, that the Rishonim ask a kasha according to the Rabbeinu Tam, so why were they machmer by this, why were they machmer by Demai? If I buy Tvue from an Amoretz says that he was mafresh from his Amaisres, fine. But they were machmer, they were chayesh from me. But since the lekeach is only chay midrabon and yev aroyv also, so why were they machme by dmai? This is Rishonim Zakash and the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rashba says, Amir de Keteretz. You're right. But they were afraid, what if I'll be an oirech by an amoretz? I'm going to be an oirech. I won't buy it from them. I'm going to come to amoretz and I'm going to eat by him. Amoretz says, I was mafresh through with some maestres. So from the Rashba, we see a meridike chiddush, the achronim amadai from the Rashba. What is pshat anoirech? When I eat by someone else, is it called that it becomes mine? Or is it considered I'm eating his? It's a meridike machloikas. It's nageh, a lot of things. So from the Rashba, you see, it's called, it's not mine. It would be mine, so I'm a lekeach. So I'd be potter min ha-maisa, so it's only mid rabbonon. Then it wouldn't be chayish. So the Rashba, you see, an oirach, le-maisa has a din of, I'm eating his, and I'm not a lekeach. There's no ptu lekeach. So here, so that's why they were machma by Amba Oretz. So I didn't want to differentiate an oirech, yeah, and a lekeach. So they said everything already. But there's a case of the mai that it could be a shail of the reise. If I'm an oirech by an Amba Oretz. Let's just skip over the Avo, let's see. Avo le Rabbi Yitzchok, this is 5 lines from the bottom. Avo le Rabbi Yitzchok barad Mordechai nire leforish ipche. Rabbi Yitzchok barad Mordechai is choylik on the Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, punfakert. B'lekeyach she'enei memurech. If I buy something from a Yid she'enei memurech, and the lekeich makes me ruach. So then it's potter me not teure. Potter. Shadayin loy nischayev b'rshus moiche. There was no chiyev, because by the moiche, there was no gemar moloche. And who made the gemar moloche? The lekeich? A lekeich. That's a din. Zaret wo zarecho. Veloy lekeich. Avo lekeich memurach bot bum fakel. He holds it's a din in the chepze. If the moiche made gmar meloche, so now it's tevil. So if it's tevil of us, so now I bought it. I bought tevil. So I'm zichem achoy min atoy. Avol ikeich memurach, hoyer v'nischaye b'shus moiche, since it became tevil b'shus moiche, so leipok Hashem tevil minei, so then it remains tevil. So there's a machlekes min hakotzer lakotzer Rabbi Netam and Rabbi Yitzchok bar Mordechai. Rabbi Netam holds that if the moicher, there was gmar melocha by the moicher, so the moicher is chayev min hatoyre to be mafrish trumas amaisres, by the moicher it's tevil. And a lekeach from him is gornish mit gornish. He's not min hatoyre, he's a latin, and there's no chayev bechlal afrosh. That's the shittas Rabbi Netam. According to Rabbi Yitzchok bar Mordechai, punfakert. If there was gmar melocha by the moicher, so God Hashem tevil already, the God Hashem tevil, so then if it's tevil, it's tevil, so it's no difference between who's eating it, the lekeach got tevil. The whole din that the lekeach is potter min ha-maiser, is speaking about that by the moicher there wasn't a chiyuv because there's no gemar melocha by the moicher. So that's what the pasuk tells us by a lekeach. There can't be chal a chiyuv because it says tfuah asarecho.